Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Given their role as pollinators, the health of beehives is important to the overall health of an ecosystem. Heather Matala, an assistant professor of biological sciences at Wellesley College, explains a breakthrough that helps us understand why some hives are healthier than others.
Honeybee queens have a behavior that is unusual for social insects. Queens of all species are highly promiscuous, meaning each queen mates with many males. This promiscuity is puzzling. Why mate with so many males when it dilutes the close family ties that keep bees working hard to help their family? It turns out that colonies filled with stepfamilies are healthier and more productive than colonies of full siblings. This difference is important because it provides clues about how we can promote honeybee well-being, and the need for this knowledge has never been more urgent. Up to 40% of U.S. colonies have died in the last 5 years, and while the causes of this decline remain a mystery, my research reveals how promiscuity enhances colony function. Working with microbiologist Irene Newton and with the help of our students, I looked for signs of health in the honeybee gut. We compared the genetic fingerprint of active gut bacteria in two groups of colonies. The first group was genetically diverse, produced by promiscuous queens that had been inseminated by 15 males each. The second group was genetically uniform, offspring from queens mated with just one male each. What we found was remarkable. Diverse colonies had a much greater variety of bacteria, more than 1,100 species, while the uniform colonies had just over 700. Furthermore, colonies with promiscuous queens had fewer pathogenic microbes and 40% more bacteria from groups that are known to benefit their hosts. Bacteria serve a critical function in colonies. They transform pollen into bee bread, a highly nutritious food product that can be stored long-term by honeybees. This work is our first insight into how queen promiscuity can improve the health of colonies. It gives bees broader microbial communities, which likely contribute to the health and nutrition of our most important pollinator.
That was Heather Matala of Wellesley College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.